Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. Jesus will. That is Anita Wilson. I'm so proud to say that she is a new honorary member of the State 58 Sorority Incorporated, but I just love that song, Jesus Will. And as we start this day off, we want to just give God praise and glory for another Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Thank you all for tuning in. It is Veterans Weekend. I know yesterday it was observed here in the United States, so I want to start with just thanking God for covering those veterans who have given the greatest sacrifice to protect and serve. Freedom isn't free, as I always say, and I am in the nation's capital for a series of events honoring our military members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So I will not be able to be on for the entire call. I'll be here in the silent audience. But I thank God that my husband was able to connect the call and the clubhouse today so we can keep our fellowship going. I don't take it for granted that each of you that have been a part of this community going on 15 plus years, I bless God for this time and space that we can carve out to just pause and give God thanks that his word is true. It will never return unto him void. And like Luke 1:37 says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So as we stand in that, knowing that Jesus will, like the words and the lyrics of the song, just continue to lift my soul and lift my spirit. And that's what I want us to declare and decree today on this Saturday of 2023, that Jesus will. And when you start operating more out of who God has called you to be and remembering that we are spirit beings having a human experience, you can look at the facts of any situation and know that your faith will override it and that Jesus will. I mean, just those two words, Jesus will, that alone can turn your day into a brighter day. It can remind you of Jesus's promises of yes and amen. It helps you to hold on to knowing that God doesn't make any mistakes and everything he does is intentional, even the parts where we don't like, right? Because there can be some moments when we're going through this thing called life and we're like, hey, Jesus, can we talk? Because this right here, it don't feel good. It don't look good. I don't understand it. But it's always a development opportunity. It's a pruning. It's a crushing, as Bishop Jakes talked about in his book. And, you know, when the wheat gets that thrashing and the olive gets pressed, the diamond goes through its iterations to turn out into what we love to admire and see. Everything goes through a process. And what I've come to learn is that the process that we go through has different stages. You're always developing and growing. You don't get to one part and you're like, okay, you know, I got it all. It's in the bag. I'm up in heaven. Every day you are working out your soul salvation. Every day you are learning to trust God in a deeper way. You're understanding the revealed word of God, not just memorizing scripture and reading scripture for scripture's sake, but understanding the power that the scripture gives you to fulfill your spirit, to fortify you so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy. And then as the tests and the trials come, you don't fold under pressure because you understand that it's not by power or might, but by God's spirit that he continues to strengthen you. It is not any strength of my own that I move about and do what it is that God has called me to do. It is clearly his power and might, his strength, his endowment that gives us the ability to stand. When we've done everything else we can do, all we do is stand. Like, check this out, Jesus, this is on you. Because I done told the world, you real, your word is true, and it'll never come back to you void. And when you hold on to that word, when you hold on to his unchanging hand, you not only get encouraged, but then you can document the testimony. You can document the journey along the way that he did it before. He can do it again. Everything that he did in the Word of God that we read, those are examples. Those are stories. Those are parables. Those are learning opportunities. Those are building blocks to encourage us that the same God of yesterday is the same God of today and the same God of tomorrow. Time isn't something that God operates in because he is eternity. So while we might think things take too long or not on our timeline, God has every single piece of the plan for our lives worked out. He didn't just start making the plan. He knew the plan before you hit your mother's womb. So I just thank God that we can be in a space here to give God glory and praise for the life that he has given us, the ability that he has afforded us to tap in to who he has called us to be so that we can do his will, his way, and he will continue to supply and open doors. And as the old adage goes, he gives the hardest battle to his strongest soldiers. So if you're in a period where you've been going through some things, let me tell you, that means that he knows he can trust you on the other side to stay the course, because you will reap what you sow. And I just want to share something that it's just been resting on me as a wonderful example of God's grace and mercy. When I won my election to be international president of Zeta, I had a couple of different gifts and things that had come in. And one of my girlfriends gave me this plant, and it was called, I want to say, I don't even know if I kept the tag, but it's not the traditional sort of money plant, but it was something to do with money leaves or what. Anyway, she gave me the plant, and let me confess on myself, I am not Susie Green Thumb. I will take care of a plant that can be independently sustained with just a little bit of water and try to put it in the right light. I have an aunt who's like a green thumb. You know, she talked to her plans. She had a whole greenery and all that. And I was like, that clearly is not my portion. But if it's a plant that can survive with minimal attention, I won't say no attention, but enough attention, it'll survive. But this plant had like maybe 5 or 6 of these particular leaves. And I saw it was delicate, so I was trying to do my best to make sure I watered it or asked one of, you know, my husband or my kids to water it. But during periods of travel, I started to see some of the leaves kind of turning. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I pulled it out because that's one thing that I understand. You shouldn't keep dead leaves on plants. You know, they'll regenerate, but you just have to take off the things that no longer are getting any of what they need, the nutrients, the sun, the water, to sustain itself. So long story short, it's been, you know, what, close to 16 months since I've been in this position. And the plant has gone through some challenges, and it really got to the point where it seemed the plant was dying. And I said, oh, Lord, I was like, I don't want the plant to die. But I just kept watering it, and it wasn't showing the best signs of life. It wasn't showing like it would really come back. But I kept watering it, and I removed the pieces that were dead. I took off the brown spots, and I took off the dead stalks, per se, because that's the only way I can describe the shape of the plant. And there was only one stalk left, and I just kept watering it like it was a full pot. And then when I started to look a couple of weeks later, I saw a brand new like stalk coming through the soil. I was like, wait a minute, is that a whole brand new flower bud or something coming up? And when I looked, it was. And it started growing alongside that one little leaf that was left. And I just kept looking at it, and I just smiled to myself. And I was like, this is an analogy for how we continue to grow in Christ. Like sometimes we're going through different stages, and there's some parts that might dry up, some people that might fall off, some things that might need to be removed, something just shifts and change. And you might not look too good. You might not seem like there's hope on the other side. It might seem like it's a dead case. And little do you know, as you continue to walk, your faith is like the water that plant needs. And as you continue to stand in your faith, regardless of what you see around you, regardless of things breaking off, disappointing, distracting, almost seemingly destroyed, you're continuing to water. Because I kept watering it, hoping that there was something else that would come out. But I really didn't expect to see it. If I'm honest, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep watering it. I don't want the thing to die. But when you're watering your faith, that faith is what helps you to sustain. Faith is what helps you to hold on to the prophetic word. Faith is what helps you to understand the revealed word of God. And if you keep watering your life with faith, you're going to see the new come through. And that new sprout started getting bigger and it's starting to grow. And it's actually more than what was there in the first few stalks of this particular plant when I received it. And it's starting to crowd around and do a whole side of the pot. And I said, oh my Lord, this is something right here. This right here is just a reminder not to give up before you see the manifestation of the promise. And had I given up on that plant being able to produce, I would have just thrown it out and said, well, you know, I messed up, you know, it browned, it's destroyed, there's no more. But I kept watering. And when you keep using your faith, think of your faith as watering the promise, watering what God has already given you, what he's spoken over your life, and you will start to sprout up, see the new thing that he is doing. And that, it just keeps coming. Every time I look at the plant, every time I think about the plant, it just reminds me and encourages my spirit that God doesn't waste any experience. There's nothing that is happening to you or happened to you or will happen to you that will be wasted. That is all curated as an opportunity for us to see the hand of God, to see the move of God, that things that he has promised and ordained, it's not going to happen by your capacity and your might or for somebody else to take credit. God has a funny way of making sure that everybody is clear that he is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the one that sets you where he wants you. He is the one that places connections and opportunities and the witty downloads and divine ideas that help you to grow into who you've been called to be. So I don't know about you, but that encouraged me. And it's a reminder that as we're going through this thing called life, we need one another as testimonies and encouragement. And that's what this space is. That's what we curated so that we can continue to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise through every stage of our life. Because when we go through something, we come out stronger on the other side. When we can praise him in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the leaves breaking off or drying up or looking dead, we give God glory. That all of a sudden starts to water your faith. Right. So it's the praise. It's the thanksgiving. It's the fasting. It's the word. OK, I'm getting excited. I got to go in the elevator. Pray for D. Jason Hodge, who's probably vertical right now. So he is not in the room, but our other moderators are here as well to give God glory and praise. So I'm just going to turn it over to Carmen, the wealthpreneur first, and then we'll go around the room and I'll be in and out as I get ready to go celebrate our veterans. But I pray that that little story blessed you, honey, because every time I think on that sprout and a new thing, God is doing a new thing in the wilderness. My God, today. Sister Carmen, how you doing, my good
sister? I am doing so good. You know, Dr. Stacey, God is just, he's amazing, because what that story, not only was it a blessing, but it was a confirmation. Even before you started talking about it, I was, you know, how you think about, okay, what do I want to share? And I don't think I need to say much about, on top of what you just said, but I wanted to talk about how we often go through things in our salvation walk. And sometimes, you know, when we get in those moments where it may be challenging, and that's just the way God is pruning us and growing us, and, you know, our faith is increasing. And so that analogy was perfect. And the reason why I was thinking that was because of my own daughter. You know, she's really blossomed over the last several years in her faith, and I guess not only her mother, but as a spiritual counselor to her, you know, because she often, you know, on a daily comes to me and asks me questions and, you know, about God and just her walk. And Dr. Stacey is so funny, because I could say something, I guess I'm still number one mother mode, and I could, you know, give her my opinion and my thoughts and lead her to scripture and everything. And things, you know, maybe she's listening, maybe she's not, maybe she's receiving. But Dr. Stacey, I tell you, just like you send me those TDJ, you know, messages and so on, every time she hear what I done already told her, it'll be last month. She go, oh, excuse me, I'll call you back. I'm listening to my sermon. Then she'll call me back. And she'll go, oh, you know what? T.D. Jakes has said, and it'll be the same thing. And I let her finish, and I said, okay. I said that, right? Yeah, I said, so I guess it just sound better and more. I guess she just believed him more than me. But it was so funny. She and I had a laugh the other day. She's like, Mom, you really do know what you be talking about. I'm like, yeah, I know, but T.D. Jakes delivers it much better than I do. I get it. I just thank God for that, though. But that analogy, it really, that simple analogy of that plant was really who we are as believers in Christ. And so thank you for that. Asking for your prayers. Y'all know last year I had pneumonia and I'm having same symptoms, and I ain't going to claim it, but I'm going to head to the doctor. So asking for your prayers that it's just a little cold or something that's trying to come in. But thank you, Dr. Stacy. I'll hang around as much as needed. And I love you, sis, and we'll talk soon. God bless
you. Oh, well, first of all, I hope you feel better expeditiously, so we just don't claim God for your healing. And know that we are not going to entertain any thought or idea that you are having any sort of pneumonia symptoms at all. So we're going to defeat that. But it's so funny, you know, we can say things, but our family, people who are familiar with us, might not appreciate what we're saying, but they'll hear it from somebody else. And it's not for us to necessarily be offended by it, because everyone's not going to hear our voices the same way. But the more we share and you play the sermons, like for me, I know my sons are like, how many sermons is this woman going to listen to per day? Because I either got Bishop Dace on, or I got Pastor Hannah on, or I have Archbishop Duncan on, or I have it's a whole list, right? So for me, that's what feeds my spirit. You have to be careful what you put in, because it's not, less like to say garbage in, garbage stays in. You have to be really, really conscious of what you are allowing in your spirit. And the sermons are just confirmation. So that's a great example as well, as we never know who's listening, who's watching, and how that word continues to just encourage us when we need it, remind us of who God is and what it is that he is doing in our lives. So I'm glad that the analogy blessed you, because it blessed me. This has been sitting in my spirit, sitting in my soul, and I said I just wanted to share it with everyone. So as you can hear, I am outdoors. A little background noise, but we're going to keep it going. Let me just check in on a prayer call. If there's anyone live, go ahead and tap your mic. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Okay, I don't hear anyone unmuting yet, so I will go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Roz. How you doing, Clubhouse Auntie Roz? Dr. Smile.
You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. This is so funny that, you know, I always tell you there's something that you say. I'm with Carmen. We do have a money tree that our daughter gave us when she moved here. During COVID, and then she didn't last a year. She left. But the tree is here, and I think it's something about the winter time. I don't know, because ours has grown from like around 6 inches, and now it's about 3 feet. So it's losing the leaves, but it has this like real oxymoron kind of way of looking like death, but yet still lives. And it's like almost like it's screaming out, I shall live and not die. And so I just started looking at some words, just from looking at the plant, you know, thriving and luscious and vibrant, looking at that. And my mother had the green thumb. Uncle Vinny has a green thumb. But, you know, as far as me, he fusses me. You need to talk to my plant. I said, well, they're your plants, they're not my plants. But, you know, anything, any puzzle piece that God has for us, nothing is wasted in God's economy. Everything is telling us a story or some way to be able to help us to keep moving it forward, to be able to, what I would say, keep on trucking. You know, I have the room Trucking God's Way. And Doc, if I could tell you, that room done gone to, like, we have a good, good time. And, you know, I started off thinking that was just going to be 20, 30 minutes, you know. That room goes 2 hours, and I have now a support team that I don't even have to be in the room, and they continue to do the room. And then we started reading through the Bible. So I just want to say that, yes, a plant thrives. And how do we think of ourselves as being a plant where it has deep roots and we keep nourishing and being watered to be able to water others? So just want to let you know, once again, to all of you, your loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished, God will make a way always with all of your puzzle pieces. So I call out Jehovah Kail over your lives for worship, like, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, and favor, and an army rising up. I yield the mic. I love y'all.
Love you too. Thank you so much, my darling. Hope you and Uncle Vinny are doing well, and thank you for sharing your testimony and continuing to encourage others. We never know how and what God will use to continue to be a blessing. So we're going to keep it going in the room, and welcome to everybody who is in the listening lounge in Clubhouse. Hey, Darren. Hey, Josie. How you doing there, Dr. Viva? Stacy, what's up, namesake? Patricia, factory lady. My Winsome. Hey, Winsome. Brother Anton, how you doing? It's been a minute. Ladrine, how are you? Andrea, Renee, Danny, Lynette, William, thank you all for stopping by. And those who are listening on the conference line, appreciate you being here as well. And I see we have POC McKinney and Mother Gwen on the stage, so we'll go over to them and continue sharing today, as we know Jesus will. All right. Talk, POC McKinney, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. God bless. I'm calling in today from Dallas, Texas. I can't believe it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm usually up at 6 o'clock in the morning in California. I'm awoke. It's an honor to be here. I am so grateful. 25 years ago, a young man was invited by me from here in Dallas to fellowship at the Potter's House. I had gone and been asked by someone on my job to go to a program for West Africa, a West African country by the name of Liberia. And when I was there, I did ministry in the drama and arts ministry, where I sing and tell dramatic stories. It's like dramatized sermons. Before I was ever a comedian, I did dramatized stories from storefront churches to ORU to some of the largest stages the Lord opened up. As you heard my story, some of you heard my story before, I was a shy drummer, church drummer for 7 years. From the age of 12 to 17, I had rhythm, but everybody in my family and everybody in the church knew that and told me over and over, but you have no talent. Your only talent is to play the drums, and I didn't settle for that. And the Lord gave me wisdom and anointed me and empowered me to speak, because I could not speak in front of people. I was so nervous and so much stage fright that I would stumble over my words, stammer over my words. It was just horrible. It's like I was the laughing stock of the church when I would get up to try to speak in front of the congregation. I never did an Easter speech. I never spoke in front of people. So just very, very blessed. What a blessing it was for me to go to this program for education for Liberia. And that night, a young man came up to me. He said, "You have the Holy Spirit." I go, "Yeah." He said, "I've never seen anybody just pray for everybody. A lot of these people are Muslims, and you're just saying, 'God told me to pray for you. God told me to pray for you.'" He said, "What church you go to?" I said, "Potter's House." And we became, the Lord gave him a prophetic word that night. It was so profound. He was actually sitting in my car for 2 hours, and the Lord was just speaking to him. That same young man is today still in my life, and he was sick And I came to Dallas to Sunday to see about him and just to pray for him. And the Lord revealed to me that you're praying against the sickness. He was born with sickle cell anemia. He only supposed to live until 25 years old. And today that young man is 47 years old. And that's a miracle within itself. And if anybody have family members that suffer with sickle cell, it is debilitating. And so when I was at church with him, this is my second trip, I could feel the spirit, a spirit like something moving in my hand when I put my hand on him. And I said, Lord, what is that? He said, it's the spirit of infirmity. And he said, you've been praying against the sickness, pray against the spirit of infirmity. And I began to pray. And I've been battling praying all week long. And the other day, the Lord put in my heart to call somebody. He said, you call for backup. I called this person. They had a dialogue together. They have similar interests in Liberia. And I said, son, excuse me. And I went to the room where at his mom's house, and I said, would you pray? The Lord is telling me to tell you to pray. I need backup. I've been here fighting this against this thing. He was in the hospital. He just got out of the hospital, and I need prayer. I need help. I need backup. This person that I called began to pray. They began to pray so until the anointing came over my son so strong, he could hardly sit on the couch. They prayed. The glory of God came upon him. He said, I'm so drunk. It's been so long since I got drunk in the Holy Spirit. When the person got off the phone, my son just slid down to the floor and he lay prostrate before the Lord for over an hour, just giving God glory, just drunk in the Holy Ghost, laying in the presence of the Lord for over an hour. And I'm just rejoicing today because this person is somebody that everybody in the room knows. The person I called was Dr. Stacy. Oh, hallelujah. And that woman of God prayed. If you were at the Faithpreneur Conference in 2022, when she prayed at that conference, that same anointing that came over her. The young man just talked to Dr. Stacy again yesterday, 47 years old. He said, Brother John, we're getting tire repair for his mother's car and going through the process. He said, I can't talk to her no more. I'm getting drunk again. I'm going to lay down on the floor and I'm not going to be able to get up. Oh, the woman of God is anointed. Oh, the woman of God is anointed. And sometimes you never know who God is going to lead you to call. And I'm telling you, this woman of God prayed under a powerful anointing. One of the things that Dr. Stacy said is so significant, in the book of Job, the 14th chapter, at the least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and the new sprout will not fall. Verse 8, at its roots, may grow old in the ground and its stumps die in the soil, yet at the smell of water, the very scent of water, it will bud and put forth sprout like a plant again. And the scripture says that's like a new translation, but the Bible, the New Testament, the King James Version said, at the smell of water, it will bud again. I just got on this line today to tell somebody, you think everything is dead and they've cut your dream. The enemy has cut everything. And like Dr. Stacy said, just keep on waiting because the water represents the Holy Spirit. And at the smell of that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is considered like water, is an analogy for water. And at the smell of water, karma, your dream's going to live again. The enemy is trying to cut your dream. Dr. Smile, everything the enemy is trying to cut off of you, the enemy is not going to work because at the smell of water, every dream that your friend who passed away prematurely that poured into your life, you're going to even be able to live out her dreams the dream still lives in you. The vision still lives in you of the woman who died. Mother Gwen, everything that the enemy has tried to cut off of your life, at the smell of water, it will sprout out again. Like Dr. Stacy said, that plant just kept looking and looking at it. It looked like it was dying. And all of a sudden, it began to bud again. And in this season, there is going to be a rapid release. Like Aaron's rod, he put it in, and it went through three maturation states in one night. It budded, it blossomed, and it bloomed. And that rod was in the Ark of the Covenant because of what happened overnight. Some of you thinking that this is a terrible day, and this is a terrible day in your life. But overnight, I was praying all week long, for my son. I love him so much. I ministered to his son, is 21 years old. And just overnight, God sent the woman of God to pray. My son is a very strong prayer warrior. He went through the war in Liberia. I've never seen him fall out like that. And he just slid off. I said, son, stop trying to hold it back. Let the Lord flow. You stop trying to come out of it. Get in that anointing. Stay in that anointing. Praise him. Praise him. Just glorify God. Because Dr. Stacy released a prayer over him, and he had this dysfunction as far as his stomach and indigestion and all that. He always has that after a sickle cell episode. And his stomach went down by like an inch and a half, almost 2 inches overnight. He said, look at my stomach. I said, the woman of God prayed. There is going to be rapid release of vision and miracles. And what Dr. Stacy did, praying for my son that I dearly love from Liberia. And as I told many of you, the Lord revealed this year, those of you on the line, my sister, who is 72 years old, did our family ancestry. And I've been praying for these people for over 25 years. And our roots is from Liberia, the Pella tribe. And our roots went back to the very, very people I've been praying for. The Lord kept it from me, but he revealed it on May the 27th. My family DNA goes back to the country of Liberia, the same tribe, the Pella tribe, that my son is from. And mother, I'm here with her. She's 80 years old in Texas. She's in Arlington. And we're going to Liberia next year. So know that what you're praying for now, I call it a boomerang blessing, where God is going to bless you and things are going to bud again. What the enemy attacks you with. I don't care what. Now, I've been praying for my son, like you said, Sister Carmen, for 25 years. Dr. Stacy got on that line and she prayed. And I told the Lord, one plant, one water, for God, you give the increase. And I said, pray, Dr. Stacy. I've never heard Dr. Stacy pray like that. I mean, her tongues changed. She went over into an anointing of the Holy Ghost that was so fire. And I was like, good God Almighty, pray, my sister, pray. I'm just like, was cheering her on. And I see my son just slide. I said, good God, he's drunk. He said, Brother John, I'm drunk. I'm so drunk in the Holy Ghost. I haven't been drunk in the Holy Ghost like this in years. Oh my God, the power is on me. I said, take it, son, just take it. And I'm seeing a rapid healing of my son. I'm seeing a bud blossom and bloom. We were out together yesterday shopping. And when I came Sunday, he was in the hospital with the sickle cell episode and could barely breathe. I'm so glad to see you. I know it's a long testimony, but I haven't talked in a while, but I am rejoicing this morning and grateful for the message that God sent about the budding of our vision, the budding of our dreams, the budding of our stolen ideas, the budding of our dead dreams, that they were going to live again. We're going to see the budding of many things in this season, and many things will be done, Mother Gwen, that you've been praying for. They'll be done overnight. Hallelujah. And all of you in here, I want everyone to know that God is able, and I'm a grateful man because God touched my son, and he's going to live on and tell of the goodness of the Lord. And one day he'll come in this room. You'll hear from him. He's an amazing young man. So we'll talk more at the right time. I love you all. And I'm so grateful this morning for the woman of God who prayed for my son, my only unbegotten son. My African son.
You did not say unbegotten. I get what you see. I'm afraid for you.
Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. I think Dr. Roz might have missed some of what you blessed her with, just saying that she would continue to live out the dreams of, you know, her dearest friend that has transitioned, and that the budding, that's a whole, we got to dive even deeper into that budding. But I definitely thank you for that, and praise God for John Bauer and the way in which God used that opportunity to be a blessing. And we will continue to hear that testimony, because I know that my prayers go up and don't fall to the ground. So we just thank God for that and for you, and thank you for the encouragement and the covering. I am so grateful and just excited to see what God is doing with your spiritual son. That one is a good one, the unbegotten. I'm going to have to use that. You know I'm going to steal that, John. But okay, let me go on to Mother Gwen and let her greet the room. As we always do, tell everybody our name, where we're tapping in from, and what we're grateful for. So Mother Gwen, over to you.
I'm in Los Angeles. I am grateful for the family that God has given me. I'm grateful for you being a general. As we, you know, I'm full because I came to just support always. And I said, you know, you done started something. First of all, Anita Wilson. Jesus will, and I put in the chat immediately, not only will Jesus will, which is volitional, can is ability, has, which means he got a track record, and shall means that he gonna keep on keeping on. So you done just stirred me up, woke me up. I was in. Then you went to talking about a plant. See, plants have already told me. They said, we respect the right to do different things, but we just simply want to make a request. Don't bring us to your house, because we know we gonna die. So I said, Lord, you have to create a watering pot, like just like you got self watering pots for animals that will water these here plants. I love them, but they have a death wish if they come across my door. But I said, I'm gonna do it.
Not a death wish.
But I don't want to be long-winded, but you just stirred up something, and it's just tapping off the Veterans Day. The Lord says, as a soldier goes to war. But there's so many things in what you said about the shedding. You know, God, if we look at God's nature and the animals because they have the highest form, they are the only ones that can have the gift of salvation. Because we have a self-will, and he says, whosoever will, he gives us determination. It's not just instinct. That usually many times nature will speak to us better than humans, because we a little bit off. But God gives us a cycle of things. So he doesn't want you to stay in your winter. He wants you to move to your spring and to your summer, and then your fall to what? So in those cycles, God is replenishing, restoring, bringing things in, et cetera. So when you started dealing with all of that came up, and I said, know what season you're in the winter of your season. What did people do seasonally before it was technology and electric lights and all this other stuff? Their bodies, they went to bed early, they rose up early. So the seasons of our lives are to be looked at. Look at the nature of God. Nothing is separated. The budding plant that our brother talked about, Aaron, go back and read that and look at the miraculous of that, that in a dead situation, those things blossom. You're in a dead situation. You got a live God. Come on, he will. Child, Pam, and Zona do. So the thing is, so you just, like I said, you know, got me started here. But then I went over to Psalms 1. And I said, Lord, we are like, what did you tell us about this? You said, blessed is the man. What did you say, Lord, to us? You said, take his word, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We got a God that gives us good counsel, doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Let your liberty just let people act in a fool, and then you're talking about Jesus, they say, well, I don't want that, or sits in the seat of the scornful. Your mouth is always turned up negative. But he said, but our delight is in the law of God, and we meditate in it day and night. But then I went over to chapter 3. I said, why am I over here? And I said, but here it is. We are the trees planted by the rivers of water that should bring forth fruit in our season. And our leaves won't wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. My God, thank you for that analogy of we are trees. Psalm 1, go get it. But the man, but we are the tree that is planted by the rivers of water. God is the rivers of water. The water is symbolic of the good Holy Ghost in us. Sister, I pray for you. I pray for your strength. He set you in a marketplace aspect for him because he knows that you will not be ashamed of the gospel. You will speak and lift his name. Sister Carmen, that spirit of infirmity is bound from you in the name of Jesus. Speak to it and curse it and say no more. You don't pay rent here, mortgage, or nothing else. You got to get out of my house. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your lungs right now and say you are acting outside of what God's word said, and that his word says that above all, I shall be in good health. So in a minute, every manifestation of symptomatic things that's going on in your respiratory pulmonary system goes right now in the name of Jesus. And as far as us being seasonally prospering, there are some things like leaves that you need to just drop off and walk away from. Stop watering what's already dead. And then finally, as we celebrate our men and women who are veterans, we are veterans in an army. We've got a CEO of the army. Do you wake up in reverie and go to your own way, or do you wait for the general's direction? This is what we must do so we can thrive. Sister, you done stirred me up. I thank God for all of us. I thank God for you. And, you know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Love you.
And you listen, self-care. I'm telling you, we need to just kind of go somewhere and sit down and have a good time. Because, you know, some of y'all that don't know, let me just say one last thing. Do you know Christians can smile? They can enjoy themselves. Just think about that. Just, laughter is a medicine.
It is. It is. Okay.
Take some medicine. Sister, I love you. Thank you for even the privilege of saying anything. But you stirred me up as you.
Well, we bless God. Love you, Mother Gwen. And thank you for that. And, you know, I just because of time, because there's so much more to dig down and drill down in what I shared this morning. But it's a constant just confirmation and reminder of what God is doing in this season and doing a new thing. So we know what is springing forth is not accidental, not just bless God for you. Thank you for the prayer covering, for the encouragement, for just being here to be just a solid witness for the kingdom. So love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And yes, Christians can smile and have fun because God didn't change who my personality, who I am.
No, and see, you in general, and see, one thing we need to know from you, like with a veteran, you don't go out to the war field with your gun unloaded. You better have your cap
locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Locked and loaded. Put a cap in the devil's butt today. Come on.
Look, you took it. You took it out of my mouth. I was about to put a cap in the devil.
Cap in his butt to make him out. Okay, let me stop.
Oh, you know, you about to stare me back up. That's what my pastor used to preach. He's like, how y'all going to fight with the devil with a butter knife? Stop the devil. Leave me alone. You better cut that head off. Bring out the whole board.
Don't start, because you ain't talking about me. I said, take them out. You know, mom said, knock you out.
Mother Gwen, don't do it. But that's one of the things, like, we turn people off from finding their relationship with God because we make it look so difficult and that you have to be so pious and I'm blessed and oily favor. Like, you can barely see. Like, get out of here. God is humorous. He is loving. He just is. And that song just, oh, Lord, Jesus Will, honey, I haven't had it on repeat not just because she's my Sora, but because that song is anointed. And if you all need to find it, just go on iTunes anywhere. You can just look for Just Will by Anita Wilson. And I promise you, add it to your praise list. It will encourage you. But I see Darren has joined us on the stage. Hey there, my brother. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for today.
Good morning, family. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, more than one, especially this one. Grateful for good health and strength, roof over my head, on top of the refrigerator. It's not really amazing, but it's, well, I guess I'm not the word I'm going to use. Because when we get together on Saturday night, either the script, the song that we play, that praise and worship, or what somebody, you know, has said, is always in the mind of what we have for Bible study. So, like Dr. Stacey has always, you know, said numerous times, someday, you know, bad things happen to good people. And, you know, we all have, you know, good intentions, but as we know, things don't always work out like we plan. So, in keeping with that, with the song, is like, you know, like Mother Gwen, everybody was saying, you know, God say, if he say he will, he will. I mean, there's no reason to doubt that, because he's a man who we all know will not lie. So what he said he will do, he will do. And sometimes, like, we're going through things, people, again, you know, have intentions, like, well, I will do this. No, we all know the story. And things will always work out. But sometimes we need a little favor. And we know who we should get that favor from, and that's God, because he will give us, you know, the desires of our hearts as long as we, you know, follow him. And I'm putting in the chat for people who may not be here now, catch the replay, but it's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. My son, forget not thy law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about my neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And we all know this, therefore, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our thy path. So, like we were saying about the song, you know, he will, like Mother Gwen, he has a good track record. Everything he says he will do, he will do. And we all here, so obviously he's not finished with us yet. So when we need that favor, we know who we need to turn to. So I keep this thing moving. So I think that's about all. And I'll be around for a while, but you know, I love this room. I come here. I'm here every week, as y'all know. So I think that's about it for now. Love you guys.
Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you. And thank you for being here and being in the fellowship this morning. We are always grateful for each and every one that come in and out, that listen live, catch the replay, or listen in on the podcast. So we appreciate all of your participation. And I'm going to pause for those on the conference line. If anybody else wants to jump in at this time, you can just press star 1, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Okay, I don't see anyone tapping in from the conference line. Did I just see Bishop Sean pop up in the building?
Uh-huh.
Hello. Hello, my brother. I don't know if you were just coming in to say hello. If you want to come up, we're about to close down the room shortly, because I am honoring the veterans today, and we have a ceremony that I'll be participating in for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So I'll just send a little note up. So just a summary today, as we've been talking about the scriptures in Isaiah, of God doing a new thing, of Psalm 1 being planted by the rivers of water, and just starting with the initial
analogy with that plant that seemed like it was dead, but I kept taking the dead pieces off, and there was just one green stalk that was hanging out. It looked really crazy, but I didn't know what was happening underneath the soil. I didn't know that the water and the light that was still getting to it was creating a new bud, a new opportunity to burst forth. So I am just really excited about what is next. Even in the midst of what may not seem stable or may not make sense or may not be on the timeline that you decided or you wanted, know that God is always working on your behalf and your faith is fighting for you in the background. So be encouraged, family. I'm going to pray us out and get ready to transition into the events for today. So wherever you all are and whatever you are doing to commemorate and just acknowledge that it is not just about one day a year to acknowledge those who give the greatest sacrifice, but this is the time that has been carved out for us to be able to acknowledge those who have given the ultimate sacrifice and their families who give the sacrifice so that they can protect and serve. So definitely happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans, those who are celebrating birthdays, happy birthday to all of you. I know this is a month where everyone is preparing within the state for Thanksgiving. You know how I feel about these commercial holidays. Every day is a day to give thanks. It's just to wait on one Thursday to do that. But acknowledge the fact that while many are planning to gather and celebrate and convene with friends and family, others, this is a difficult time. Seasonal depression is real, and challenges around the holidays can be very hard for those who recently lost loved ones or just have a difficult time during this season. So make sure that you check on those within your space, neighborhood, community, family. Just because they may seem strong doesn't mean that you can't check on your strong friends, as the hashtag was going around even during COVID. So I just want to acknowledge that. And I see that Stacey has joined the stage, so I'm going to let her share, tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for, and then we will continue on. So, Stacey, over to you, sis.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Awesome. So I am tapping in from New York. This is Stacey Clark, and I won't be long at all. I actually just raise my hand because I want to, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for so many things. Let me take the time to say that. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for love. And I'm grateful that I know that God is a healer and God has taken care of me for so many years. I mean, my whole life, but really, you know, for many years as a child of God, a believer. And I'm so grateful for that. This morning, I raised my hand because I have to go and have a biopsy of my thyroid on Monday, double the left and right, because they found some growth and have a nodule that's been there for a few years and it's doubled in size. And they're doing a biopsy to see what they see. No matter what they see, I stand on God's word and I believe in who God is and what he can do. And but I want prayer. I want to ask my family, my friends to pray for me, to give me strength and to help me to continue to stand in God's word and believe what God said about my health and my healing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to stop and pray right now. And then I see Bishop has joined us as well and give him a chance to share. So, dear Lord, we just come to you right now, Father, just thanking you because we don't have to make an appointment or set up a room to be able to approach the throne of grace, that we are free and available to come to you at any time, touching and agreeing and knowing that you are in the midst of our faith. And we stand with the faith of your daughter that this biopsy, one, she will not be fearful of whatever is to be done, but two, that it will be a favorable report, that whatever they are thinking they need to do it for, we cancel and clear any diagnosis of anything being wrong, but that they're just going to a routine opportunity to make sure that she is free and clear. So we're standing on your word because we know by your stripes we are healed, by your blood we are cleansed. So we just thank you, dear Lord, for our sister who knows that the power of prayer is real, who understands that you hear us, that you understand the cries coming out of our hearts, you understand that we are human beings here on this planet, and while our bodies
might go through different challenges, that there's nothing that you can't set back in order. There's no cell that you can't regenerate. There is no disease that you can't eradicate. There's nothing that you cannot heal. So she's walking in with the confidence in knowing that you go before her. You let her ministering angels continue to be around her, cover her, and guide and protect her heart. Do not let or allow the enemy to get into her mind, and because the mind can get us off track faster than any physical diagnosis. So continue to cover her mind, renew her mind, and let her know that you are covering her, you are walking with her, and she will wait for this expectancy of a good report. She will come back and share her testimony. She will live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. So we just thank you, Father, for just the healing anointing that you have placed on us. And we know that she is healed in the precious blood of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, let her walk in that authority. Let her feel your Holy Spirit flowing through every cell in her body, that she might even go in there for this body. And they're like, we don't even know what we're doing this for, so we don't see anything. That's the God that I serve. So I thank you, Father, for the ability that you have to show us that you are the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We will not doubt you. And no matter what it looks like, you have the final say. So we thank you that she has the courageous spirit to say, I'm going to ask a prayer. I'm going to share my testimony. I'm not going to keep it quiet, because that's what the enemy tries to do. Put us on a mute ministry. So keep everything to ourselves, that we don't say anything. We don't open up our mouth. But when the power of the saints are gathered together and our prayers go up and we insist to the Lord, we know it moves the mountain, it shifts the atmosphere, and it creates healing. So we thank you for her healing in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, my sister, we stand with you. All right, Bishop Sean. Bishop Sean, are you here in the building?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Dr. Stacey.
Okay. Look here. Bishop. You don't come up in here with that now.
Listen, I heard you speak wisdom this week in the assignment room. I said that woman got the greatest of the apostles.
Lord.
And we know you're not big on titles.
You know what?
An apostle is a sent one, and you've definitely been sent into our lives. We definitely, you know, that's what we're thankful for today. How about that? We're thankful for you. We're thankful for your yes to God, because you never know what's on the other side of your yes to God. And for the hundreds of thousands of people that you have impacted just by holding this space. Because one of the things that happens this time of year, people are more depressed and anxious than any other time of the year. I have found that gratitude breaks the spirit of anxiety, because the enemy will make you think that things are so, so bad. But one of the ways to overcome it is just going out of your way and finding things to be thankful for every single day, whether it's your last night's rest, whether it's for whatever you have, whether it's for things being as well as they are. We should intentionally every day find something to be thankful for. I love the song that Marvin Sapp says, I thank you for it all. So we appreciate you, Dr. Stacey, for curating this space today and holding this room so we can come up and think about what we're thinking about. You know, and even when we don't know what to think about, Philippians chapter 4 says the things that are just, the things that are honest, the things that are lovely, the things that have virtue. He said to think all these things, and the peace of God would be with us. So we want to say good morning to my sister Carmen, to Auntie Roz, to my brother Darren, to my sister Stacy, to Lottie Dottie, and everybody. Y'all know what's coming. God bless you.
I love you, Bishop Sean. Our faith for our weekend legacy, our honoree. I just thank God for you and appreciate you. So this clubhouse has been acting up today. It's been doing all kinds of things, kicking people out of rooms, bringing them back in. I don't know what's going on, but the devil is alive. And Bishop Sean, I will tell you this. One of the things that I am grateful for, because you missed PLC McKinney in here. Y'all ganging up on me with these here titles and things. But the assignment room has been such a blessing as well. Just the connection. A few of the moderators in that room, when I was more active, active here on the app, we would be in different conversations together. But as you know, and I share with you and share with others in this room, Pastor Apostle Eckhart has been such a blessing in this season, especially during COVID. Just connecting with him and his teachings and purchasing his book and just being around him, it's just like another level opening. And that Apostle Sandy Norman, oh my Lord, she is just beyond on fire for God. And we got a chance to connect in person when I was traveling in Chicago. And, you know, there's some things that we're doing or coming up, but it's iron sharpens iron. And Bishop, I tell you all the time, I thank you for just your example, just what you are doing and how you are planting and how you are continuing to spread the good news of the gospel. It's such a blessing. I already know all of the ways in which God is going to continue to expand your territory because of your faithfulness, your humbleness, your consistency. I mean, there's so many things I can say about you, Bishop, but just know that I am so glad that in this season in our lives and what God is doing, that he has strategically aligned us to give the devil a black eye, the 1-2 punch, along with everybody else that's been assigned for kingdom business, especially in the marketplace and what we're doing as Mother Wednesday. Y'all about to stir me up, and I think we're getting closer to the destination, Jason. But I see Jason done woke up. So Jason woke up, he in the room. So I'm going to let my brother say two things before we close out for me.
And you know what? And the funny thing is, I had the alarm and everything, and I normally don't have to use an alarm. And 6 minutes before the room, I was like, okay, good. Everything's good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you were ready to go back to sleep. That's where you were ready to go. But look, if you needed the rest, that's why God gave you the extra sleep. You are always dutifully here, making sure that as your crazy sister traveling the flow, it will become Traveling Shoes Ministry. But when I'm on the go, you are here holding it down. So you got a chance to get an extra shut eye, and you needed it. So
yeah.
Not a problem. Replay is rich, though. The replay is rich.
I'm
to
do it.
But you can go ahead and tell everybody what you're grateful for before we wind down.
Well, look, obviously I'm grateful for rest. But you know what? I'm grateful. This was a very, very full week. And last night, you know, we had an awesome time as a family. We just played the game of life, and it was really cool. It was a little taxing at the beginning because, you know, they're not used to the game, but we all got into the swing of it, and we closed the night out doing that as a family, and that was really awesome. You know, everybody's been pushing really hard because the boys are getting ready for the performance for the end of the year in December. And it's always a very involved time where they are like rehearsing around the clock. I'm grateful that they are committed to what they do, and they have really been bettering their best and sharpening their steel. You know, they're really getting into it. Grateful for, you know, all family, friends, and all that. What it is that God is doing right now. He has really opened up a lot of doors, and with that comes a lot of sleepless nights. So I've got an event coming up on Monday where it just fell in my lap. God opened up a door, and the lady apparently had been watching me do what I do on social media, specifically inside of LinkedIn. She's like, Jason, I would just really love for you to come in front of my audience. And so apparently she's got like a database of 100,000 people. And she's like, you know, so usually I have my experts have something to give away. And if you have, I was like, absolutely. So,
well, that's a yes.
That's a yes. So, you know, but it was really cool. And she says, you know, it's nothing formal. She says, we just have a conversation and just talk about your expertise and, you know, how it can help people out. And I love conversations like that. And so, you know, sis, when you talk about, you know, be ready so you don't have to get ready. Of course, I botched that, the you know, eloquence of the phrase. But, you know, I realized that over the years, God has really just been honing me for what it is that I'm doing now, and being able to provide solutions for businesses and provide solutions for the folks that he puts across my path, and helping them to understand, you know, how they are approaching their marketplace, the voice that they're using, and how they're talking to the different segments of their marketplace. You know, it's really just been very solid over these last few years. And so I see that now, that intersection of preparedness and fortune, they both came together. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for how he has helped me to overcome the that hesitation to get in front of people and speak. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, I think they still think that I'm lying when I say that I am an extreme introvert.
They would never know.
They would never know.
I mean, because you're so shy here.
Right. You know? And I'm going to tell you, they, you know, I think that, and it was coming on the first VIP prayer calls, I remember how you used to encourage me to, you know, speak and pray and all of that. And I don't even think that you realize how challenging that was for me, because I always would feel like, you know what, everybody really knows what they're doing, and this is not really my bag. I really am more behind the scenes type of person. And that encouragement, and you have a way of encouraging people's gifts right up out of them. And so I'm grateful for you, sis, for that, because you are always so gracious and kind about it, you know. And I've seen some things over the years to where, yeah, you know, and to where you could have been like, hey, you know what? I'm an international speaker, and here's how you do it. That's not your approach. Your approach is, all right, good stuff. Let's go. You got this. And so I've seen you do that with people over the years, and I've been a recipient of that, on how you have just gently helped usher people into their gifts. And that is a gift. You definitely have an anointing for that. So I am grateful for that.
Oh, can I pause you for a minute? Because now you talking some confirmation for Bishop, who just rolled up in here with some words over
right?
My life. And then here you come behind him confirming some things. Lord, Jesus, I'm going back on mute.
Yeah. So yeah, here's the thing, sis, is that, you know, the way in which you wield the platform that God has given you, and, you know, I mean, you have a whole thing platform ready, so go figure. You do that. You really do birth people's gifts in them, and you make it okay for them to come on and even mess up. And you're like, yeah, you know, that keep on going. And I think it's that familial keep on going. I mean, like from the get-go, we were family, and I've never felt anything less than family with you and your whole family. And so that has been a tremendous blessing. And so I just want to say that, you know, for those who are in here who may not realize that they do have a voice that is geared for the people that God has them for, you know, and they may feel self-conscious about getting in front of folks and talking and all of that. God gave me something years ago, and the phrase is service cures the nervous. When you're operating in service, you really don't have the option of being nervous, because you realize that the gift that you've been given is going to change hearts and minds. It's going to free people up. And so I know that the gift that God has given me does that on a regular. And so it is because of the platform that he's given you, sis, that has allowed that to cultivate the way that it has, in order for me to be able to take my time to articulate what's in me without feeling like I've got to rush, you know. And I think a lot of people feel like, I better say it quick, because if I don't say it now, I'm going to get shut down. And you don't shut people down. So I just want to tell you that it's been just an amazing blessing being here and being able to help out whenever you call me and say, hey, you know, I've got this, you got time? It's like, yeah, I got time, sis. You know, and it's because of that, you do have a special place in my heart. You have a special place in my whole family's heart because you're just so loving. So I just want to say thank you, sis, right now, so you can hear that from me.
I don't let my lashes start leaking. I got to go through this bed. Jesus. Yeah. What y'all trying to do to be this morning?
You are awesome, my sister. You truly are. I remember when we first met in person, we had known each other for 3 years, but that first Faith Cano weekend, 2018, we met in person. And it was like we had known each other all of our lives. It wasn't like this awkward, like, okay, now here it is. We're in person now. What do we do? Like, brother, sister, hey!
And that's the beauty of the connection of God's people, right? It's a spirit connection. So there are even people on this Clubhouse app that haven't laid eyes on one another, but are so connected and invested in the success of one another. That's the beauty of there's no space of separation, and that it really was like we didn't skip a beat. I was like, my brother's here, my family's here. Like, it was just organic and natural. Like, we just kept moving. I was like, okay, we got to go here. We got to do this. And that was 2019, after how many years prior that we had been in connection. And I was joking about, you know, what you said and Bishop saying about me in apostolic situation. But I just thank God for the ability that he's given me to use talents that draw and don't repel, that create safe place for development, because we're all in that growth and development. And I really don't take it for granted. And I thank God for you confirming that. And I didn't know how much that was stretching you. And it reminds me of how my pastor used to tell us when we were younger, when you testify in church, a lot of people used to be scared to testify. Mm-hmm. And scared in the sense like, oh, everybody's looking at me, I don't want to get up and testify, or people don't know my business. And she said, you stop looking at everyone around you and look to God. When you get up to testify, you're testifying to God's glory. And it strengthens you in your ability to open up your mouth, because once again, the enemy tries to keep God's people on the mute ministry so that you don't share, that you don't encourage somebody else, so they don't share that, oh, you went through that too, and God took you through, or you still standing while you're going through. Like, that help it hurt. I mean, your prayer language changes in your growth and development, because my prayer language is not the same from 20 years ago or 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago. You know, and who you're around matters. You know, praying with, I call it the Burning Bush Ministry. I tease PLC McKinney, like Bishop Sean Lewis, PLC McKinney, Apostle Sandy Norman, Apostle Eka, like them the Burning Bush Ministries, right? So when you hanging around the Burning Bush Ministry, fire gonna come. And your prayer language gets elevated, and your worship gets out elevated. Your ability to grow in the things of God continues to increase if you are in good soil, as Bishop James would say, right? So it's even understanding. It's so ironic that you said that, because in Bible study, Dr. Tubman was talking about his first experience coming to the potter's house when he left his ministry, because God instructed him to come and to be under Bishop James. Because sometimes we think that there's nothing else to learn, or we can't be taught. I stay in the humble seat, because God is the one that places you where he wants you to be, and no man can move you. But if you put yourself there, you will ultimately be removed by the people who put you there. So you got to be careful. But Dr. Tubman was talking about the level, and he said that when he came, he thought he did a good thing. You know, he preached, people were clapping, and Bishop James was like, and so what metrics did you use to evaluate how effective that was? I was like, oh no, Tubman didn't. But he was sharing transparently that while he thought he was doing good, he came there because he wanted to be a better steward of the gift that God had given him, and that there were levels to it. And he was like, it's a difference in how you grow and move when you're around people that are stretching you. And isn't that the same thing I talk about all the time? My brother, when I mentioned Dr. Dennis Kimbrough in his book, if you want someone in your group, you need a new group.
Right.
Right? Because if you're the one that's thebomb.com, that's cute.
But how are you stretching and growing if you're not around people who are on a higher level, who are moving in a different direction? So that's the beauty of fellowship and the beauty of being in this space where we can all grow together. And you don't have to discount wherever you start. And you talked about, well, I didn't really pray out loud like that. And you kept gently forcing me to do it. I like how you said, yeah, it was gentle. Like, come on, pray. Because right. unless you are called into that, right, you're called up, you will stay comfortable by nature. Yes. We default to the comfort position.
True
but
story.
It's only in the stretching that you actually grow, and you can hold it down. I can be on a plane or somewhere else, and you can open up the room, pray out the room, you can facilitate the room, but that's all through that growth and that development, that willingness to open up. Carmen was put on the spot, right, a couple weeks ago where she had to handle things because all of us were busy, right? You know, Dr. Ross started opening up a room on Clubhouse and she can curate space for Trucking God's Way. Like, everybody is moving and doing with what? Action. So if you're not taking that action, you're not growing, you're not expanding. And you never know who's listening to the replays. You never know who's listening to the podcast, people that come in and out the room. It's never about what you see. It's what God is curating as a result of your obedience. So whether I'm tired, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm moving to and fro, it's not going to stop my capacity to be able to open up this space in the best way that we can every single week, to allow God to get the glory. Because it's not about me, but what he does through me. So I just bless God for all of you. And here you come, as always, stirring me up when we're about to wrap up. But I do thank you, love you, and appreciate you. And glad that you did get some extra rest. So we're going to pray out, and normally I pray out the room, but since we have the blessing of having Bishop Sean in the midst, and since he done came up in here with all his heavy word this morning, I'm going to ask Bishop to pray us out if he has the capacity to unmute and do that today. Bishop, can you pray?
I can pray.
You know what? Oh, Jesus, help me.
Wow. Well, Father, we just bless you this morning. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, even for this Veterans Day. We salute every veteran, Lord God, those that gave their lives, Lord God, and sacrificed, God, for our freedoms. We thank you, God, for our armed soldiers that are serving here and abroad. God, we pray even now, God, for our president, God, his cabinet, God, and every leader in authority, all elected officials, for our police officers. We thank you, God, for this room today, God. Thank you, God, for every testimony, every song, every thought that has been lifted. We honor you, God, today for Dr. Stacy. Thank you, God, for her yes to you. Thank you, God, for her life. We speak health and wholeness to her in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would perfect every single thing that would concern her. God, if there be any sick among us today, God, we speak your healing grace and power over them in the name of Jesus, and we command their bodies to come back into creative order in the name of Jesus Christ. God, bless this day, God. Bless our services on tomorrow, oh God. And we just ask you, Lord God, that you will continue to crown our heads with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, that we can go in and out before your people, oh God, and make an impact for your people. These and all the blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name we pray today. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
Thank you so much,
man.
God bless. I don't know if my husband is near the control to play our praise and worship on the way out. If he is, hon, you can play any on the Dr. Stacy hype list. If not, we will close the room in 5. We'll give him 2 seconds to run to the control. 4. Because y'all don't want me to sing a solo. 3. And I will just I'm just going to repeat the lyrics of Jesus Will, which is the song that I opened up with. So we won't have our praise and worship out because he is away from the control. So my brother, after I repeat these lyrics, I won't sing them, just to spare everybody, because Bishop already anointed us with the prayer. But the lyrics are, who opens doors that I cannot see? Jesus will, Jesus will. Who will make my decisions for me? Jesus will, Jesus will. Who opens doors that I cannot see? Jesus will, Jesus will. When I'm in trouble,
He gives me a song in the midnight season and all the day long. Then who makes me do right when I should do wrong? Jesus will, Jesus will. And of course, the refrain goes on. Go ahead and download Anita Wilson, Jesus will, and know that he will, and we will wait for that expectancy of a good report. And my brother, you can shut us down in 3, 2, and 1.
All right, love you.
Love
guys.
You all. Bye-bye.
Love guys.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.